It's strange that it's only been a day since I was down in the studios and on the beach. St. Ives seems so removed from real life as I know it here that the whole week I spent there feels a little surreal. Both relaxing and hardworking, invigorating and refreshing. It's hot and humid here, and there's no ocean to greet me at 4 p.m. when our performance ends. I still find traces of the place around my flat. The smell of salt permeates as if from 400 miles away, and sand keeps pouring out from all my belongings. All that time spent outside also left a trace on my skin and in my lungs. Manchester air doesn't taste like it's been filtered through infinite ocean like the air in St. Ives does. Other things still seem to connect me, to thread me to the experiences at Porthmure. I walked into an air-conditioned shop to escape the humidity and was immediately reminded of stepping into Cellar 4 and having the refreshing chill pass over me. I passed a scrapyard full of old tyres and laughed at how disposing of that bloody rusted tyre on display wasn't my problem anymore. I look at my window and see Beach Driftwood threaded on a string. Different skyline, but same trace. The sunsets are softer here, hazy and purple and pastels over monochrome, but every trace of red draws a line across the sky in my memory and across the line of my imagined display in Studio 10. I still find myself looking for red items to add to that line.